Palace of Treason, written by Jason Matthews and read by Jennifer Valetic. One CIA mole would be interrogating another, knowing the truth, with the poisonous dwarf looking at both their faces. If her expression did not show her unease, the shiver that would run through her certainly would. The CIA men saw it instantly.
"I will not do that," she said.
"You remember what I told you both in Vienna," said Gable. "That someday you're going to have to make a decision that'll make you taste your stomach behind your teeth, but you got no choice, and maybe it even means hurting someone you respect and trust. Well, it happened today, and it'll happen again tomorrow and the next day."
Gable looked at his watch.
"It's almost 1 o'clock. You hungry?"
Dominica shook her head. Gable peeled the foil off the aluminum container. 3 small eggplants, stuffed with tomatoes and glossy with oil, lay in a row. Gable looked at Nate.
"You want one?"
Nate shook his head. Gable pushed the container away. He got up and shrugged on his coat.
"What are we doing now?" said Gable. "You going back to your embassy?"
Dominica nodded.
"Then we see you tonight as usual?"
said Gable. Dominica nodded.
"I leave tomorrow on Aeroflot," she said.
"Anything you need?"
said Gable. Dominica shook her head.
"Okay, give me 10 minutes to clear the street," said Gable. "See you tonight."
"Goodbye, Bratak," said Dominica.
They didn't hear the elevator. He had taken the stairwell. They sat across from each other, not saying anything. Nate's purple halo was incandescent. It pulsed with energy. Dominica wanted to sit down next to him and put her arms around him, but she would not. Lyric's disastrous decision, her lingering resentment, and her imminent return to Russia had settled on her like a heavy blanket. She had heard Bratok, and she now knew what bile tasted like behind her teeth. Dominica checked her watch and stood.
"I'm going now," she said.
"See you tonight," said Nate. "Same car site as yesterday?"
"Same time," said Dominica.
She wondered if the evening would end with them in bed. They both would have been immeasurably sad had they known then that they would not be able to say goodbye to each other.